T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, on Football Fridays, we bring in our ace handicapper, Eli Herskovitz. Eli the Great, he's a part of the excellent first live sports betting podcast on radio.com or the app. It's weeknights from 6 to 10, and then again on Sundays leading up to the game from 9 to 1. The name of the program is You Better You Bet. You can follow it on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and Eli the Great joins us right now with his three best bets of the weekend. Hello, Eli.
What's going on, guys? Feels weird. No Eagles game to break down or bet on this weekend.
Yeah, we almost need a college pick or a bonus pick out of you this year. This week.
I could provide that. Yeah, I'm down for some college football.
All right. Well, we'll end with a bonus.
LSU Alabama.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. All right. So let's start in the NFL though, and let's get your first bet, your first best bet of the weekend.
All right. So these are a bunch of plug your nose games. So get ready. For my first bet, I'm going to be taking the Bengals getting 10.5 against the Ravens. And a crazy trend for you to go into this game. Teams coming off of a win, straight-up win, against the Patriots and against the spread that are favored by more than a touchdown the next week are 0-8 against the number. This is since 2003 via Sports Insights, a part of the Action Network. So teams struggle. There's a letdown spot potential in that following game after knocking off the best team against the spread over the last two decades in New England and Bill Belichick. I think you get a letdown spot here out of Baltimore. And while A.J. Green is not playing in this game for the Bengals, you're coming off the bye week. You have an offensive mind in Zach Taylor. Ryan Finley, who I think has more promise than Andy Dalton this season and long-term. I know some people aren't too high on Ryan Finley, but Dalton has struggled even though he's also playing behind a weaker offensive line. So I think you get a letdown spot here for the Ravens. They also have a look-ahead spot with Houston on deck at home, and the Bengals are able to cover this 10.5.
Yeah, I was thinking you were going to go there, and that was a Sunday Night Football game too. So coming off, that's a hugely emotional win for the Ravens, and then you kind of a letdown against the bad Bengals the next week. They keep it close, and you get your bet. So I like that one. I agree with you. All right, that's best bet number one. What do you got, number two?
Yeah, I'm also another double-digit dog here. I'm going with Atlanta getting 13.5 at New Orleans. Matt Ryan is off the injury report. I know Kamara was taken off. He practiced fully over the last couple days, two for the Saints. He's been out over the last two, 3 weeks. And I get the perception about Atlanta is, yes, they're coming off the bye, and Dan Quinn and this Atlanta coaching staff was reshuffled. Just a weird bye week for the Falcons after you would have thought that even though they covered that game against Seattle, Dan Quinn would have been let go after that game before the bye, but he's still in charge. There's just too much talent on this Atlanta team to be getting 13.5. I think the Saints are a bit overvalued in this spot. Again, a little bit of a letdown against the Falcons team that you think they would be, beat up on, but Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, this offense for the Falcons is still loaded, and I think you have a backdoor cover potential in this spot, too. We saw Matt Frickin shopped over the Seahawks defense going back to a couple weeks ago before the Falcons bye. Too much talent on this Falcons offense not to cover the 13.5 in a division spot.
Mm. Atlanta plus 13.5. All right, give us your final NFL best bet of the weekend, Eli the Great.
All right, probably the weirdest bet of the weekend for me because I hate betting the Cleveland Browns. They cost me a couple weeks ago at New England, even though the Patriots mentioned this last week, so much turnover luck, and it finally came back to bite them last week at Baltimore. But the reason why the Bills, maybe the lone part of this Buffalo defense that struggles is against the run. And if Freddie Kitchens just decides to be a smart coach, just 1 week, can I get one smart week out of Freddie Kitchens? They run the ball. They pound the ball with Nick Chubb. Buffalo is 30th in the league, so bottom three in the NFL in rushing DVOA, which is another metric just to say that their rushing defense is struggling this season. I get Buffalo is, what, 4 or 5 games over 500, but the Josh Allen factor still looms. I think he's overvalued in the market. I think Buffalo is overvalued in the market. I get it looks weird that the Browns are laying 3 points at home, but the smart play here for Cleveland is to run the ball, and the smart play here is to lay it, especially with the conditions favoring Cleveland and a rushing game kind of weather.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm looking at this line, San Francisco -6 over Seattle. Is that right?
I get what you're saying, man. It's a lot of points.
That's
for
a lot of points, yeah.
Yeah. Russell Wilson is so good in these spots, too. It's tough to bet against that kind of quarterback that even though the 49ers have one of the best defenses in the NFL, to bet against a quarterback that is so elusive outside the pocket. I hear you, Ike, but my issue with Seattle, again, their special teams came back to bite them in the final seconds before overtime, even though Seattle ended up covering that number -4. Luckily, I didn't have the Bucs, but I felt bad for anyone backing Tampa Bay last week. The fact that anyone with a +4 ticket on the Bucs or +5.5 didn't cover that line. But Robbie Gould also out for that game, so that affects the 49ers special teams. I just think the Seahawks have gotten so much luck, turnover luck, offensively and defensively too this season, where I get it's a long number to lay here, but this Seattle offense is due for a regression spot, similar to what we saw a few weeks back against Baltimore, and the 49ers defense is primed to bring it.
Okay. Mm. Hey, I'm looking at that. I'm like, man, Seattle +6. That's tempting.
Do you like Russell Wilson? I do.
I like Russell Wilson. Man.
All right. Bengals +10.5. Atlanta +13.5. And then I believe it's actually on one of my picks, the Browns -3 over the Bills. So we both like that one. All right, Eli, give us a bonus college pick.
All right. So I know you guys mentioned Alabama, LSU. I lean towards the over. LSU starting middle linebacker is out for this game. He actually left the program, and he's their sack leader. I think both of these teams can expose the middle of the field, and you see some explosive plays. So the over 62.5 is a lean, not an official play for me just yet. But I'll give you another bigger game, actually a team from the area that I like to have a letdown here at Minnesota. I think the Golden Gophers cover the 6.5, +6.5, at home against Penn State. Penn State is a top 5 defense in opponent's yards per play. I get it. But the weakness that a lot of people aren't talking about with the Nittany Lions is they're such a good first quarter team, first half team, and they don't score much the rest of the way. This Minnesota secondary is elite. They have one of the more underrated running backs in college football in Ronnie Smith, and Minnesota is also top 20 in college football in first half points. I get the schedule is weak, but Minnesota hasn't played anybody. They play like the Maryland's of the world in the Big Ten that they've been able to run up the score on, and they fought an Illini at home over the last 5 weeks in Big Ten play. They've had a pretty soft schedule. But give me the Golden Gophers getting 6.5 at home against Penn State.
All right, there he is, Eli the Great. Check out his show, You Better You Bet, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, Sundays, 9 to 1. You can find it at radio.com, and you should already have the radio.com app. And that's where you get that. Eli, good luck, man. We'll talk next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Eli Hershkovitz. There you go.
Yeah, I got to take that Seattle +6, man.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I got to take that. Seattle 6 points.
I looked at the Bengals game, the same reason why he's mentioning I didn't have the data to support it, but normally a big game like that, it's coming down from that, you're facing a terrible team like Cincinnati. It's,
you feel like you're just gonna walk in there.
Right. And they're coming off a bye, and they're actually, you know, they give it to
still
you.
Still looking for their first win.
Right. So first half they keep it close, and then you end up winning by 9 points or something. But
I like that Browns -3.
It's
on Buffalo. I got that too.
Because here's the thing, right? And we'll give our picks coming up. The Bills are 6-2. The Browns are 2-6. And the Browns are 3-point favorites. This is the week where they're going to come out and they're going to win.
Right.
And I believe the Bills are going to start to go downhill from here. And by the way, the Browns aren't going to, like, I don't think the Browns, their problems are solved this season, but they have too much talent on that team.
Well, right. Did you see the headline this week?
What?
They came out and said, we're going to force feed Odell early. It's like, yeah, just tell everyone. It's a good idea. Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens.
Well, it's better than what they're doing now, which isn't working.
I know, but it's like, yeah, we're going to come
out.
You
don't tell everybody what you're going to do. Yeah.
He is ill-equipped to be an NFL head coach. He was an offensive
coordinator. He was a running back coach last year.
He was an offensive coordinator for six games or so, yes. Right? And now you get all these personalities and the expectations. People are talking Super Bowl with this team. You get Baker Mayfield planting flags in the middle of the field and stuff like that. I mean, it's not an easy spot.
I'll tell you what, every time I look up, Baker's in a commercial.
He's shaving his face.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's in the bleachers with his wife.
There's a lot of Baker Mayfield.
Mayfield.
Well, last night I seen him.
A couple times.
He's sleeping at the stadium, I guess.
Yes. Yes, yes. I saw that one too.
Not studying the playbook, though. Just in the stadium.
No, and by the way, I got to give a shout out to John Gruden. He's got a good football team. He has done a good job along with Mike Mayock.
Yes.
All right, because he's a GM. But yep. Give John Gruden credit. He was away a long time, and he came back. He's a good coach.
They're playing for him.
They are.
Imagine if they had AB.
Holy cow!
If he wasn't off the rails, I'm just saying, just as a talent on that team.
Well, he would imagine having that talent on there. But I didn't like Jacobs coming out of Alabama. I thought he was too big. I thought he was one of those other Alabama running backs. I was dead wrong on him.
Yeah, me too.
He is a good player.
Yeah, very good.
Better out of the backfield than I expected in the passing game.
Runs hard.
He's faster than I remember too.
Love his story.
Yeah.
Sleeping in a car.
Yeah, you feel good about
homeless
it.
With his dad. Yeah, and brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Yeah, you feel good for a guy like that.
Yeah, I feel good for Mayock. Mayock's out there.
Yeah, man.
He doesn't like to be called Mayo either.
No. Antonio Brown tried to beat him up and everything. You know, he said he had a rough training camp. All right, let's go to Tony in Bristol. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing good. Ike, I'm just letting you know I'm on your team. Everything that you say with Carson Wentz, I don't know how you don't go crazy listening to these guys.
I do sometimes, Tony. I do.
I really don't. Like, I've never seen Marks. I mean, I listen to, I love the show. None of these guys that are talking are football players. Am I correct when I'm making this observation?
Well, John was a kicker in high school.
No, the strike year, you know, I don't like to talk about this, the strike year, because I went against the union. I kicked in a couple games, but, so I do have some football experience.
Yes. Here's the thing about it. When you guys are, you guys are like Gabe Kapler football guys. Like, you just talk about numbers and you don't see what's going on the field as football players. So, like, when I see Carson Wentz and you guys talk about he got to get rid of the, you know, he got to get rid of the ball quicker, I agree. He has to. But here's the problem. As a quarterback, when you got receivers that have no threat to get down, those cover are just sitting on them. They're sitting. There's nowhere to throw the ball. Like, when you talk about getting Jordan Matthews and, you know, you're going to get another receiver.
Tony, I got to run, but I just want to – what years did you play in the league in the NFL?
Well, I didn't play in the NFL. I'm talking about being a football player, yeah.
So you play major college
I play the Division II All-American safety.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
All-American? What university? Yeah. What university?
I went to Millersville University, PSAC school.
Yeah.
Millersville. All right. Yeah.
It's good
all right,
school,
Tony.
Man. It's good school.
We were good back in the day.
Yeah.
Ike.
Two-time All-American.
Oh, man. Appreciate it.
I'm a fan of the PSAC.
Yeah,
listen,
come on, man.
That's where I got my
Whether I was a scab or not, I still played in the NFL, even if I was a kicker. You know, I mean, it still counts. Division II Millersville, my butt.
Division II sports are just the same as, like, lower-level division.
They are. Listen,
I played in an actual NFL game that counted. 888-729-9494. So here's the thing. We thought Antonio Brown was done yesterday. Antonio Brown is not done. He's still meeting with the NFL next week.
Yes.
Mike Florio is going to give us the latest coming up, Pro Football Talk. I don't think anybody is more in tune and in the know more than Mike with the exact process that's going on. And I was watching Mike on his show today on NBC Sports Network, and he's more or less saying, like, yeah, the NFL more or less is holding Antonio Brown hostage, but he's going to meet with the league now. How does it go? What teams are interested? Are the Eagles one of those teams? Mike Florio's coming up next. He'll give us the latest. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, back with Florio right after this, but let's talk about Guy to Door and Window for a second. Don't delay. It finally felt like winter today, right? You could feel the breeze. You could feel the wind. You could feel the cold air coming in those windows and doors. And you know if you need new windows and doors, right? So go to Guy to get that no-obligation in-home estimate, and then you can get your windows and doors and get 20% instant savings. So you get 20% off right off the top, every window and door that they have. And then here's what I like to do with projects. No money down, 0% interest for up to 3 years. So you know if you have a pretty big project, maybe you only need a couple windows or a door, right? You can pay it off 0% up to 3 full years and don't put any money down. So get it done now, pay it off over 3 years. That's the way to do it. But you have to act now. It's a limited time offer. Restrictions do apply. For full details, call the great people at Gotta today to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GOTTA. 877-GO-GOTTA or visit them online at gogotta.com. That's go, GUIDA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.